Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered, and we're looking at the essential new full album releases for March 23rd. Joining me this week in our DC studios are Stephen Thompson.
Hello,
and
Robin.
And Lars Gottridge.
What's up?
And in Nashville, the one and only Ann Powers.
Hey, y'all.
We open this week's New Music Friday with this strange little song. I'm just going to let people see if they can figure out who it is. This is Jack White from his new record, Boarding House Reach, and it is a strange, strange record.
I have so many thoughts, Rob.
I want us to spend a little more time with this one than we do with a lot of the records, just because I think it's really complicated. If you listen to the whole thing, it is all over the place, and we'll play a few things here. You know, there's no one song you can play that gives you really an accurate idea of what this record sounds like. Here's the song called Get in the Mineshaft. Here's a song called Corporation. And here's an example of what I think is typical riff rock from Jack White, and then he completely tears it up. This song is Respect Commander. It's almost, there are times when I listen to this record where I think it's almost like he's tired of himself.
Right.
And he's, you know, and he's just trying to tear it all up. And I think it's really thrilling. There's what is maybe the strangest moment for me on this record is the song he ends with that's called Humoresque. Here's a little bit of it.
For the air you'll gently flow into my soul, you'll strike a note of passion.
And it's almost like he's crooning. So this song, the lyrics from this song are from Al Capone. It's a song that Al Capone wrote while he was in prison. And Jack
with
White...
with an Antonin Dvorak melody.
And actually, I don't know if Jack White came up with the melody and the words are just Al Capone's, but he wrote it in prison, and then Jack White bought the manuscript in an auction and put this song at the end of his record. Now, if I just listen to the song, I think, I really like this. And it's weird, and I love how weird he gets on this record.
I was playing this album in the house, and my wife, Katie, who can dish a pretty cutting critique when she wants to, she said, "This sounds like rich dude crazy."
Ooh.
Which I thought was pretty good.
Rich dude crazy.
But she's not wrong, because it's such a self-indulgent record. It is loud, and it is weird, and it is really pretentious. But, you know, I like Kanye West, so who am I to dish it out myself? But I'm gonna go and say that I don't like this record, but I'll say what is interesting about this record. I would say that this would make a great instrumental record.
Hmm.
If you took out Jack White's, like,
just took from out his own record.
It's like, I like Woody Allen's movies, except for that nervous fella who's always in them.
because like, all the lyrics are about, like, woman done me wrong, and, like, these very empty, anti-authoritarian screeds or whatever that don't really mean anything.
I have to throw this out to the group. So the critic Stephen Hayden, writing about this record, compared Jack White to another certain Midwestern genius who was known for doing crazy things. His name started with a P and ended with an E. Who am I talking about? Prince.
But, wow, so really? Do you think
Prince made a lot of unlistenable records.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Like, where would this fall in Prince's catalog?
Whenever I get a record from an artist I love and it's not the record I want from that artist, I try to just take a breath for a second, go back and listen again and try to figure out what they're doing. And
I'm going to play devil's advocate because this is the record I want from Jack White, in that it is new. It is off the wall, as you're saying. It's him playing with tools he hasn't played with. And I like it. I want to hear his weird ideas.
Jack White, the record's Boarding House Reach. Let's go to an artist that goes by the name Lissy and Castles.
I'd live and die for love alone. I'd pull the sword out of the storm. My golden hair, silver moon. Night will be returning soon.
I really like this one a lot, Lars, and I know you're a fan of Lissy.
She's been making music for almost a decade now, and she's gone through the ringer of folk and rock and country music, but the through line through all of this is pop music. And this new record, Castles, is the most capital P pop record, I think, of her career. It's got big belty ballads.
Lars, does this record remind you in a strange way of Feist a little bit? I hear a little Feist in it.
Yeah, I can hear the Feist. I heard some attempts at trying to do the diva thing a little bit, which, you know,
right.
I'm definitely down for more subtle diva records, I guess.
I was surprised by how much I like this one. It's very polished, it's slick, but it's very beautiful, and it really got its hooks into me, the record Castles by Lissy. And from piano pop, we go now to country Americana from Courtney Marie Andrews and her record, May Your Kindness Remain.
You're a good woman and a good friend. You got a good heart even when it's busted and bent. Lipstick and perfume.
Man, when she sings that May Your Kindness Remain, it just, like, the whole bottom of my heart just completely falls out.
I believe her.
Yeah,
like,
believe
like,
her.
I want to be in this room, on this couch, in this peaceful place that she has set.
Peace and trouble, though, because the songs on May Your Kindness Remain, while her voice, I agree, emanates compassion, her lyrics are tough-minded, and she deals with heartache, she deals with deprivation, with even poverty on some of these songs. And that's one thing I love about this album. I mean, the word earthy gets thrown around a lot to describe a certain kind of woman singer who has a big voice, but there is something very earthbound about this album, even though it soars, and the beautiful arrangements, they're always grounded in that humanity that she has that is singular right now.
I think she searches for grace in everyday people in a really interesting way.
It's very empathetic.
It's a very, very empathetic songwriting voice she has. I mean, this is not the only song on the record with the word kindness in the title. And I love that about her. It's not just that her voice is comforting, but it feels like she's looking for the best in people and looking for the nobility sensibility in people and kind of finding fine details to draw out.
It's hard to pull this off, I think, or hard to pull that off without being a little mawkish sometimes. And she really walks the line beautifully. Courtney Marie Andrews, the record is May Your Kindness Remain. Let's go to the band Sunflower Bean. Sunflower Bean and the record 22 in Blue. This song we're hearing from 22 in Blue and Sunflower Bean is called Human 4. And Stephen, when this song kicks off, it reminds me of that New Pornographers cut that goes from 0 to 10.
Braille Bruisers?
In a microsecond. That's what this much of this record is like. It's shot out of a cannon.
Oh, yeah. I really like this band. I happened across them at a festival. I can't remember which one it was, a couple years ago, playing live. And they have just that sparkly energy. And New Pornographers is a great comparison because, like the New Pornographers, they're all over the map. They're connecting with glam rock, but also, you know, pop punk and indie, and those classifications fall away in what they do. They have two lead singers, Julia Cumming and Nick Kivlin, and then Jacob Faber on the drums. They're tight, but they also have this ongoing dialogue. It's very also, I think, millennial in that it's equal male and female perspective. And this record deals with some political issues, living in this moment of unrest in our country, and also the Me Too movement. So there's a mission underneath what they're doing, but it's also plenty fun.
Yeah, the first time I heard this band was probably 2015. And it's interesting hearing this record and their previous record and just seeing them kind of sanding down the rough spots, but brightening all the surfaces in a way that make their songs really, really charming. There's kind of even like a dream pop feel to some of these songs.
Yeah.
It's been interesting to watch a band from its infancy to really rounding into form as a band that tons and tons of people are going to fall in love with.
A little less weirder than I was hoping for this record from some of their earlier stuff. A little more polished, but yeah.
I mean, if it tells you anything, one of their recent music videos was produced by Urban Outfitters.
Ouch.
Hey,
are you just going to ruin that?
90s values. None of those 90s values. Yep. We are in new millennium.
Thank you, Anne.
Lars ruins everything.
It's not a knock. It's like if they want to bring very polished glam rock to the masses, I'm here for it.
All right, Sunflower being the record 22 in Blue. We have a few more records that we need to get through, but let's take a short break and we'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Netflix, presenting Daryl Hannah's feature-length debut film, Paradox. Paradox is a spirited tale of music and love starring Neil Young and Lucas Nelson. Available to stream on Netflix.
It's New Music Friday. I'm Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. I'm here with Lars Gotrich and Stephen Thompson and Ann Powers. And we are going through the essential releases for March 23rd. Let's go to the record Sex and Cigarettes by Toni Braxton.
Can't believe that I'm home all alone. Doesn't stop me from wanting to see you. Why the hell won't you pick up the phone? Don't know which way is up anymore. No excuses and nothing to cling to. Oh, you're shaking me right to the core. Just wanna let you know I won't let this one go. You got me down.
And that is a smooth voice.
I was playing music in the house the other day.
What did your wife think about this one?
My wife, Katie, was extremely excited. She was like, is that Toni Braxton? She knew exactly who it was. Yeah. She's very excited.
Well, so she's back now with her first solo record in nearly a decade.
After a very good record, she made a few years back, she made a really excellent collaboration with Babyface called Love, Marriage, and Divorce. And this album, Sex and Cigarettes, it continues on that theme of mature heartbreak, of, you know, being an adult dealing with betrayal, dealing with, you know, a relationship that's got its downs and the occasional up. And it is that voice, right? We love that voice. I mean, this is the woman who brought us Unbreak My Heart, one of the greatest Quiet Storm songs of all time. So I'm all for Tony. Bring it, Tony. You, at 50, you are as glorious as you ever were.
And that record is Sex and Cigarettes by Toni Braxton, one of the many albums out on March 23rd. Let's go to something wildly different from Lars's world. This will be a chance for you to say something nice, Lars.
What?
I just want to know what Katie had to say.
I was going
to
say, yeah, Lars has had many nice things to say about his wife.
The band is called Yamantaka Sonic Titan. And the name of the record is Dirt, and this song is Dark Waters. And despite the sound and the name of the band, it's not a Japanese speed metal band at all.
Right. They're a Toronto-based art collective that's been making music, I think it's since about 2010 now. And they're very highly conceptual. At their base, they're a prog rock band, but their whole thing is they mix like Iroquois creation myth with like Buddhist principles and mix it into this grand conceptual world. And so the name of this record is called Dirt. And apparently it was conceived as a soundtrack for an unreleased anime from 1987.
All of this just makes so much sense. Yes. I mean, it's like everything you say is more obvious than the thing you just said.
Do you want to know the story?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
The planet Pure Land was flooded 10,000 years ago, and people are living within bubble drones floating in orbit, and there's a group of people who go into the wreckage of the old world to find uncorrupted soil.
I think we found out what Jack White was aiming
for.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Exactly.
Well, I will say I love all the hairpin turns on this record, and if I drew some comparisons to Jack White's record, I would say that you cannot listen to just one track on that Jack White record and think, right, okay, I've got it. You know, like there was a Stereo Gum did a complete takedown of that album, and they said something like 30 seconds into it, you can't hum anything. And I thought, well, of course, 30 seconds into that record does it zero justice. And this record, Dirt, I think is much the same. Like, you think you've got it figured out. And
no, then it's like I said, it has so many hairpin turns, and they really, like I said, prog, you know, is the bass, but they really included more elements of shoegaze and punk and doom metal very seamlessly into everything they do. And there are two different vocalists on this record. The vocalist you're hearing right now is she's the King Crimson screamer of the duo, but there's a more traditional operatic vocalist as well.
Yamantaka Sonic Titan, and the album is called Dirt. Okay, one more record before we go, and it comes from Erica Winterstrom. The record is called Sweet Unknown.
Been so
Erica Winterstrom is, of course, known as the singer for Heartless Bastards. Mm-hmm. And she's taken a break from that band, and she's got this debut solo record, Sweet Unknown. And how does Erica Winterstrom do on this debut solo record?
Oh, I absolutely adore this record. Erica Winterstrom has long been one of my favorite voices in rock. She made this record after going on an ayahuasca retreat, the psychedelic hallucinogen that many people turn to as a form of therapy. And it opened her heart and her soul. And these songs are about self-love, and they're about looking for a new path in life, but in a very beautiful, clear way. I just love the sound of it. It lifts me up. I feel like when she sings, she's looking me in the eye.
Yeah, I don't hear a ton of pyrotechnics the way you would expect someone with a voice of her power to just ratchet it up at all times. The fact that this record manages to be introspective and soaring at the same time, I think is really cool. And that single, that first single, that's like Extraordinary Love, that's like 7 minutes long, you really get a sense that she's using this record to breathe a little bit.
The record from Erica Winterstrom is Sweet Unknown. As always, to see a list of the albums we talked about, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also go to npr.org/allsongs. You can hear full versions of the songs we featured from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in the New Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify or open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. Thanks, everybody. Stephen Thompson.
Thanks, man.
Lars Gotrich.
Hey, dude.
And Ann Powers in Nashville.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. All right. For NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton.